This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia says it has downed 20 unmanned Ukrainian drones near the Crimean Peninsula a day after claiming it had improved its positions near a northeastern Ukrainian town. West African nations suspend a key military meeting on the crisis in Niger indefinitely, shortly after saying they would muster a standby force in their bid to reinstate the country's deposed leader. Malaysians in six states go to the polls to vote for state assembly members in elections widely seen as a barometer of support for Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's unity government. Anxious about Japan's impending release of treated nuclear wastewater from the tsunami-damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant, hundreds of South Koreans marched in their capital on Saturday, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Protesters are calling for Tokyo to abandon the plans and expressed anger towards Seoul for endorsing the discharge despite alleged food safety risk. Saturday's rally was the latest of weeks-long protests since the International Atomic Energy Agency approved the Japanese discharge plans last month, saying that the process would meet international safety standards and pose negligible environmental and health impacts. The Japanese plans have also been advocated by South Korea, which has actively taken steps to repair long-strained ties in the face of North Korean nuclear threats. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
In the U.S., the state of Hawaii's chief legal officer says she is opening a probe into the handling of devastating wildfires that killed at least 80 people in the state this week, as criticism grows of the official response. For more stories, check us out online. This is VOA News. In the U.S., a toddler riding in one of Texas's migrant buses has died on the way to the city of Chicago. AP correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Texas authorities have confirmed a three-year-old's death, but have not said where the child was from or why it became ill. It's the first time the state has announced a death since it began shuttling thousands of migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border last year. The Texas Division of Emergency Management says the child received treatment from paramedics and later died at a hospital. The Illinois Department of Public Health says the child died Thursday in Marion County in the southern part of Illinois. Texas has bused more than 30,000 migrants to Democratic-controlled cities in the U.S. since last year as part of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's border mission known as Operation Lone Star. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also in the U.S. state of Texas, a lawsuit over a stillborn baby has state officials questioning the rights of an unborn child. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A female prison guard, Celia Issa, is suing the state, contending she was having a pregnancy emergency but was not allowed to leave work for another 2 hours. Then the baby was stillborn. The attorney general's office is questioning the rights of an unborn child. Surprising, since during the abortion fight, Texas said unborn children should be recognized with legal rights. Issa's lawyer told the court, now the state saying an unborn child at 7 months gestation is not a person. A law professor, not involved in this case, says Texas officials are trying to have their cake and eat it too. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And in other news headlines, the U.S. Justice Department escalates its investigation into President Joe Biden's son Hunter, naming a special counsel amid allegations of tax fraud and illicit overseas business deals. The U.S. judge handling the historic case against former U.S. President Donald Trump for allegedly conspiring to overturn the 2020 election warns against making inflammatory statements and says she would not allow a carnival atmosphere at his eventual trial. Brazilian police raid the homes of Jair Bolsonaro allies in Brazil, accused of reselling gifts, including jewelry from foreign dignitaries, for the illicit enrichment of the former president, a judicial judgment shows. Again, for more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com or see our social media. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.